Shouldn't be your way. Okay. Okay. Well, welcome everybody to the Ascended Masters of Light, lesson one, session five. And of course, it's March 20th, 2022, an extraordinary day, of course, with the spring solstice.
Equinox.
Like I said, the spring equinox. Yeah. I knew that. Anyway, our new crucible is ready for us to view. And I know that we are all very excited for this great experience because it is going to be. Anyway, what did I say? Without further ado, here's Joan.
Well, as you all know, this is a very auspicious day. Not only do we have the spring equinox, but we have had a full moon. And so as there's a song, and then when all the planets align, and the Aquarian comes into consciousness, this is new beginnings for us with this crucible. And so we aren't going to do anything other than a sacred ceremony and view our crucible and begin to integrate these energies. Milena will be facilitating this grand event this time. She's been working on it for months. Her stream of consciousness is bringing forth this information and these energetics for us. So without further ado,
ta-da!
I'm going to turn it over to Milena.
All right. So welcome, everyone. We are so excited that you're all here with us and for this grand unveiling. And so it's... Yes, it's truly going to be an awesome day, I believe. So everyone get comfortable. Take a couple of deep breaths. And continue to breathe throughout this whole unveiling today. So you can remain conscious and not miss any part of what's going on with our new crucible. So welcome, Ascending Light Masters, to the unveiling of our new sacred crucible on the spring equinox, which is ushering in new beginnings. Today will be a wonderful day, and we'll set in play the next chapter for our collective and individual ascension process. You all look amazing in your light garments, adorned with fire letters, which are radiating. So be aware of yourself in your glowing light body within the inner chamber of your Merkaba vehicle of light. For now, set the frequency to 130% light. So let us travel now back to the angelic light portal and the etheric crystal at Lake Balboa. As we approach, you will see the etheric crystal. It is radiating with even more intensity than when we were here last month. Our 12th dimensional magenta diamond is also here, but today, instead of sitting on the etheric crystal, it is sitting just inside the center of it. So notice the platinum rays that are now infusing the entire etheric crystal and magenta diamond. At the entry points of the magenta diamond, our devoted guides, Archangels Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Raphael await us. Following the archangels, let's enter into the center of the magenta diamond, which continually radiates the element of love. We will then pass into the multidimensional luminous matrix of the etheric crystal to travel to our destination. Our journey today will be short in duration as you follow the archangelics through the light field corridors. And we have arrived. So dock your Merkaba light vehicle and exit into the misty realm and be aware of yourself as your illuminating light body. Take a couple of deep breaths. So let's gather together and begin our ceremony, which will imprint the significance of the unveiling of our sacred space. Our beloved Joan and John will be leading our procession today. So everyone, please form two equal lines next to one another, one behind John, the other behind Joan. Joan and John, please begin to move forward with everyone following a few steps behind. Bring your unified field up to 135% light. As you do, gleaming, crystallized steps appear in the mist in front of you. Be in your divine sacred heart and place your bare feet on the first step. Be the full expression of your fifth dimensional light body and unified field. Each step holds different vibrational frequencies. Notice if you can feel these frequencies entering the energy centers on the bottom of your feet as they pass through all of your etheric bodies to your physical body. Ascend to the second step and be aware of the elevation of the light codes that are you. Increase your light frequency to 140% light. On this step, allow the fullness of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional codes from the light templates that you carry to be in present time. Ascend now to the third step. Allow your light quotient to increase to 145% light. With your unified field vibrating with the fullness of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light codes, amplify them more by expressing your prime directive with an I am statement. Ascend to the fourth step, stabilizing all the energetics streaming through you as you increase your light frequency to 150%. Ascend once more. And as you reach the top, the mist clears. Before you stands the most breathtakingly beautiful and radiant light structure you could ever conceive of. Continue to breathe. This light temple appears as an extraordinarily exquisite mystical temple that shimmers with iridescent light. This is a beautiful and surreal image. The materials appear optically pure, with no aberrations or distortions, yet it pulsates with luminosity. As you continue forward, the pathway to and surrounding our sacred temple is lined with 20 to 30 foot magnificent crystalline light clusters. All are radiating and emitting light. The front of the structure is designed in the shape of an exquisite, multifaceted diamond, where there is a wide entryway in the center. Following Joan and John, please enter. As you pass through the entryway and go deeper into the light structure, you will cross over a crystalline bridge with sacred waters running beneath. As you continue, you will then enter our spherical gathering chamber. You can feel the difference in the atmosphere as you enter. On the ground floor of this massive chamber, the seating is arranged in a circle, set in groupings of 15, with one section having 16 seats, with a narrow aisle in between each section. Joan and John will go to the farthest point where the circle begins, with three seats placed together. As you proceed, choose your place carefully, as this will be your permanent seat. Every aspect of this light temple complex, inside and out, is made of the most pristine and clearest of crystalline light components, including all of the seating. So welcome to your new sacred sanctum. As everyone settles, we'll take a moment to just be here and take it all in. Do continue to take deep breaths, as it is very easy to go unconscious in these highly refined frequencies. So with the guidance from the creator beings and the Council of 12, I will attempt to describe a few of the almost impossible to describe features of this amazing temple. Our sacred light temple, assembled by many master creator beings, incorporated the most cosmically and universally advanced light, sound, and color technologies available. This beautiful temple of light was created with the finest and highest frequency crystalline diamond light and plasmic components available from the higher realms, and also with corresponding elements from the stargates we work with and from many others throughout the cosmos. So in the center of our circle, recessed deeply into the floor, is a beautiful crystalline fire pit with a white alchemical flame of illumination. Encircling the fire pit is another narrow recessed channel where the sacred waters flow continually around the fire pit. We will be utilizing the flame and waters for various purposes in the future. This complex has many magical-like qualities. So, as an example, with your feet placed on the crystalline floor, watch, feel, and be amazed. The sacred waters that you crossed over when you entered runs below and within the floor. So observe the floor as it changes, and the water flowing through the floor becomes a beautiful, shimmering, aquamarine blue. Continue holding your focus on the water, and it will now feel as if your feet are immersed in the liquid. It is very soothing, calming, and healing. Take a breath. The water-like effect of the floor will now recede. The interior of the spherical gathering chamber is vast. There are 12 very tall, crystalline-like columns positioned around the chamber, 6 on each side of our circle. There is a tiered gallery placed at the section that is behind where Joan and John are sitting that will be utilized by our special guest. So let us now welcome the many who are present today as they fill our chamber. So welcome, Metatron, and all the Ascendant Masters. Welcome, Michael, Uriel, Raphael, Gabriel, and members of all the Archangelic Leagues from Earth and the Stargates. Let us welcome the 12th dimensional beings of light from each elemental kingdom. The white lion. The white winged ones. The white dolphin and whale. And the white fire dragon. Welcome to some of the incredible creator beings who created this sacred space. Breath. Let's welcome Yeshua. The Magdalene, Mother Mary, and Anna. Welcome, Anrata, Toma, Sarazan, and Mei Q. Welcome old friends and new friends. Now, place your attention on those 12 crystalline columns. Watch as each column morphs into brilliant, luminous streams of light as we welcome the Council of 12. This will be the manner in which they will present to us when they come forward. Today, all 12 columns are filled and radiating with the light in frequencies representing a small portion of each of the 12 streams of consciousness. In future sessions, depending on what is being presented, there may be only one, two, or three or so columns filled, but always representing the whole of the council. So we will sit quietly for a moment to acclimate as we sit in this amazing vortex of light with all of these grand beings. Please continue to take breaths and remain conscious. Let us continue exploring the sacred space with a few more demonstrations. The interior of our space appears as a huge sphere. This sphere, however, has the ability to morph into many different geometrical shapes. In future gatherings, it may morph into a cube, a pyramid shape, a dodecahedron, whatever geometrical shape that will best support what we are working on at that time. Continue observing the sphere now as it transforms into the flower of life surrounding us. and watch as the sphere changes from crystal clear to magenta. Filling the entire sphere, open to receive the refined frequencies of the magenta color coding as the magenta particles of light stream around and through your light body. The magenta field of color will now begin to lift, but will remain overhead near the ceiling of the sphere, and it will continue to emit the refined frequencies of the magenta color coding as we continue. The light codes of all the colors imaginable will be available for our use as a collective in our future gatherings. So let's take a look at your seats. Each seat is separate with arms and a back. It is made of the same material as the structure. With your hands on the arms, give the command for your seat to conform to your light body. With your intention, you can also adjust the back of the seat. If you remember, the deconstruction of each element of our previous crucible was woven into the matrix of this magnificent sacred temple as its baseline. This amazing-like structure was then assembled using 7th, 8th, 9th, and higher dimensional light frequencies, geometrical, and sound technologies. At this time, as this light matrix vibrates, pulses, and emits, it will oscillate in the lower range of the 7th, 8th, and 9th dimensional frequency levels. This will give us time to adjust to the beginning higher refined frequencies of the 8th and 9th dimensional light realms. Although the sacred temple and everything that you see appears as solid matter, it is not. When we are not here to observe this beautiful creation, it returns to its natural state of being, which is the most brilliant, magnificent, radiating sphere of pure diamond light that you could imagine. This is not only an incredible light temple, but it is a massive, living, super consciousness. As you become more acclimated to this higher frequency environment, you can and will see the shimmer of its living essence. There is so much to learn about this sacred space and all of its amazing capabilities over the next couple of years. I'm sure that you will agree that this incredible space is much more than only a crucible. This beautiful gift is unlimited in the scope of what it can and will provide for us. After almost a year of receiving the frequencies and watching this creation unfold, as it has neared its completion, I have struggled to find a befitting name for it. So in lieu of a name, the best description that I have come up with so far is this. It is a sacred, celestial, cosmic, diamond light, crystalline temple of illumination and acceleration. Over the next months, I expect we will refer to it with many different names. And we would love to hear suggestions from you as you find resonance with these energetics. Now you may return to the sacred space at any time. And we encourage you to do so often when you're in your quiet time until we meet again on April 3rd. This will provide you the opportunity to not only to begin to acclimate to these very highly refined frequencies, but it will also assist in building a coherence with these energetics and your unified field. To return here, you must first travel through the center of our 12th dimensional magenta diamond. The pathway we followed when we began today is now open and is permanently in place for you. However, you will also need to follow the protocols and ascend each step, raising your vibration with each one to be able to enter the temple of light. That is because this vortex of light is always vibrating at the 7th, 8th, and 9th dimensional frequency range. And you will have to prepare yourself in order to enter. Then, when you leave, you will follow the same protocols we will use today. All of these protocols have been set in place to honor the sacredness of this magnificent creation, and to help ensure that it remains pristine and undisturbed. Additionally, these protocols will benefit each of us in focusing our intent in reaching the needed light frequency to enter. We will continue to follow these same protocols when we gather as a collective for our sessions. Take a breath. I expect by now that many of you may be in sensory overload, so we will conclude our session. Before we depart, let us give thanks and appreciation for not only this beautiful temple of light, but also to the multitude of beings of light who have been a part of this creation and those who have supported us for all of these years. Let us now exit our beautiful vortex of light quietly and with reverence, crossing back over the crystalline bridge. Continue to the steps and descend. Return to your Merkaba vehicle. Travel back through the light corridor and exit through the center of the magenta diamond. And return now to where your physical body sits. And breathe. We are very excited and honored to travel this journey with all of you and look forward to all the possibilities that are ahead. Our session is now complete. Blessings, dear Light Masters. Some deep breaths and center yourself back in your body. Everyone okay?
I'm okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. More than okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Q and blessings.
Talk about
thank you.
Radiating light. All of us feel different since this experience. Thank you all for being with us. Thank you, Milena, for facilitating this beautiful session.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Milena.
So allow yourself to sit a while in this energy. Take it in every cell of your body.